This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9. It's a beautiful Wednesday afternoon here in Melbourne, and you're listening to the Chip China program with me, Gordon, and the Royal Daltons will be following at 4 o'clock, of course. And a great big thank you to Sammy for a wonderful program that she had earlier this afternoon between 12 and 2. She was having a ball, I can tell you. I was sitting outside watching her bouncing around the studio. Now, I've got a very busy program today because we have some interviews with the National Youth Week and a giveaway for a bit later in the program. But now, you might remember that last week I reviewed a book called Steeplechase, a story of two sisters, both artists and very close during childhood. The story centres around Emily and her love for horses and her put-upon sister, Beck. The name Steeplechase is from Emily's love of horses. And to talk about the book and how she came to write it is Chrissy Keane. And in the studio of right at the moment, I have Chrissy. Good afternoon, Chrissy, and welcome to Joy 94.9.
Very lovely to be here.
Good. Now, Chrissy, what made you want to become a writer to start with?
I really wanted to be a writer for almost ever. Like, I think the moment that I read a book by Ray Bradbury called R is for Rocket when I was very young, it changed. I'd always been a voracious reader. And I read this book and I suddenly loved sentences at that point because he handles language in such a really different way from the other writers I'd been reading. And I just decided I wanted to write like that. I wanted to write beautiful sentences.
Oh, right.
And then it just led me to find other writers who I admired and adored, and I continued from there.
So you went through school and through university, I suppose, and did you do courses for writing, or did it just naturally come to you?
There wasn't anything really around. When I was going through university, I would have loved to do a writing course, but there wasn't anything available. You could do journalism or nothing really at that point in time.
Right.
And I didn't want to be a journalist. I knew that I wanted to be, you know, a fiction writer. And so I enrolled in theatre because I thought, well, I could write plays. And so I did write a few plays, and that was all well and good, but my heart was really in novels.
Right. Now, Steeplechase, which I can tell you right now I enjoyed immensely. It's a book about the themes of being with mental disability, isn't it? It's got, there's a lot of, with the mother and the sisters, and the mother who lives in her own world, basically, and they're looked after basically by their grandmother, Oma.
Yes, it's a family who definitely has a very strong mental illness thread running through it. And so there's an inherited madness from mothers to daughters. And I would say that implicitly you can tell that the grandmother herself is not necessarily completely mentally well, given that she has set up a situation where she won't let her granddaughters interact with the surrounding neighbourhood, and she homeschools them, and she obviously had a very strong hold on her own daughter, who had a breakdown and who doesn't really interact with the world much anymore at all. So there certainly is a thread of mental illness that goes through that family,
yes,
and it's played out in Beck.
That's right. And Oma, of course, was quite a strong character, even though she's not, she's in the background, but you can tell that she's the controlling person in the
she's
whole
the
family.
Force, yeah.
And the way you built the story with the flashbacks to childhood, I like that because you'd flash back to the childhood and then you'd bring it forward, so it sort of was interconnected. It's like watching a flashback on a movie or something, rather. I thought that was quite clever. Do you use that often in your writing, or is it just a...
I have. This particular book felt like, because it really is about the story of the present being so heavily affected by the past,
yes,
that it needed a ticking clock where it ticks back and forth chapter to chapter through the past to the present. But of course, as the story moves on and she gets closer to remembering her past and to finding out what went on in her own childhood, then the intercutting becomes quicker and quicker as the two stories merge into one. So yeah, that it seemed to work for this particular story to do it in that way.
Yeah, I was reading it and I got about halfway through it, and I thought, ah, hello, there's these two characters are the one person with a split personality. And I thought that was what it was all about, but then I got to the end and I was wrong.
Yeah, I think because it's really a story about how these sisters, well, particularly Beck, the younger sister, admires her older sister so much and has nobody else to base her own life or her own self on, that she really bases herself on her sister and has a lot of trouble separating her personality from her sister's personality and almost needs her sister's personality as a crutch to get through life. So she has... there's a particular illness called the folly of two, which I touched on reading about as I was researching this book, where people who are very, very closely... in a situation where they are too close together, they can't really separate their personalities. And this particular disorder is very rare, but when it is there, one of the stronger personality really takes over or subsumes the other personality. So that is a part of the story as well.
Oh, so it's a real condition.
It's a real condition. And if you watch the documentary Grey Gardens, if anyone's
seen
that.
Oh, yes, I've seen Grey Gardens.
Wonderful
documentary. Wonderful, yeah.
And the mother and the daughter have this particular condition where they really, their own madnesses are reflected in each other's belief of what the world is.
Yes, because that was a musical as well, which they did perform here in Melbourne. Grey Gardens.
Wonderful.
Yeah. The production company did I think it was last year or the year before they did Grey Gardens.
Oh,
yes.
Fabulous.
Yeah, quite amazing. One thing I really loved about your book was the honesty of the writing. You're a very honest writer. You don't hold anything back. It sort of all comes there. It all sits there so that you get a full idea of what the emotions are of everybody that's concerned.
Yes, it's really great for my writing. It's possibly not such a great quality to have in real life, which, you know, I've often been accused of being an oversharer, I think, in real life. And that actually is great for writing. But, it's not necessarily so good in personal life.
You've written three other small pieces that have been shortlisted for the Queensland Premier's Literary Award.
Yeah, there were books before. I've actually had I've had two other books published through Text.
Mm-hmm.
But before those books came out, I had novels that I was putting in for awards, and they'd get shortlisted but never quite win. So those books never quite surfaced to see the light of day.
Well, do you think Steeplechase might get there?
I think Steeplechase is certainly on the run now.
Oh, good.
It's off and racing, I think.
Okay. It's just got to get over a few hurdles like they do in steeplechasing.
That's right. It's just got to clear those jumps.
Yeah.
But I do have I have a good sense that this book has found a nice foothold in the world so far.
Oh, that's very good.
That's good.
Very good. Okay, Chrissy, thank you very much for coming into Joy 94.9. And I look forward to the next book that you write.
Because
I quite enjoy that. And, of course, talking about mental illnesses and everything, of course, if anybody is listening and that they have somebody that has a mental illness, it's very easy to get to Beyond Blue, which is the mental illness people to contact, and they are beyondblue.org.au, or you can phone 9810 6100 Monday to Friday 9 to 5. Chrissy Kinnane. Kinnane, is it Keen? Neen?
It's Neen, but
it's just Neen, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I was trying to work out how you said it. The K is silent.
That's right, yeah.
Good. Okay. Chrissy Neen, thank you very much for coming into Joy 94.9 and telling us about your writing of this absolutely incredible book. I loved it.
It was a pleasure, Gordon.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And you are on Joy 94.9 this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Now, as you may have realised if you've been listening to Joy all day, we are celebrating National Youth Week today. And in the studio, I have with me Melinda Jeffrey. Melinda, good afternoon and welcome to Joy.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much.
That's all right. Now, Melinda, National Youth Week. I'm a bit of an old bloke myself, as you can probably see, and I don't know much about National Youth Week. Can you tell me what it's all about and also tell the listeners if they don't know?
I sure can. That's my job. So, I'm the Victorian Young Member for National Youth Week. National Youth Week has, I think we're on day 6 now, started on Friday the 5th, running to the 14th of April, and basically it's a bit over a week. Celebrating young people. So it's all about celebrating the strengths and achievements of young people and I guess giving us a chance to talk about how awesome we are.
Well, you are awesome. There's no two ways about that. No, the youth of today I think are really quite awesome.
Yeah.
Because they really are out there, which is great.
We are, yep.
Yep, and because in my day, and I'm going back many, many years, people of your age, when I was your age, were virtually not taken any notice of whatsoever. You were basically seen and not heard.
Yes.
But today, with the way things are going, the youth are out there, and I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, look, there's young people doing incredible things, I think, every day, and that's why I'm so excited about Youth Week. I mean, there's young people that you see in the media doing fantastic things, but there's also young people who are just great mates to their friends, doing really well at school, you know, young sports people, young artists. There's people doing heaps of stuff, and that's why Youth Week's so good, to kind of highlight that to the community.
Yeah, they've got the Top Arts art exhibition on at the moment down at the gallery.
That's right.
And that's absolutely wonderful, and that's all from young people. And you, when you look at that, the art that they've done there, they're superb stuff.
That's right. There's so many amazing things happening over this week and a bit that highlights all different areas that young people are excelling in. I think there's over 90 events happening around Victoria, and that's in Melbourne, and that's in rural areas as well. And it's just so exciting to see the diversity of those, from things like Top Arts through to sporting competitions through to kind of skate and BMX stuff. It's just everything going on.
Yep. And I always say that if I was young enough and in living in this generation, I'd be a hip-hop dancer.
Yeah, awesome.
I love it. I just think they're so good and so clever.
So do I, and I'm a bit jealous because I'm not great with that whole kind of coordination when it comes to dancing.
Right.
So yeah, hip hop dancers. We actually had the launch of National Youth Week on Saturday, and there was a flash mob, and there was these dancers doing these amazing dancing, and I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I could do that, but
yeah,
that's okay.
Because that flash dancing, I think it's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
But see, there's your thing with the modern social media, where you can text somebody, we're flash dancing at such and such a place, and you just all get there and away you go.
That's right, put it up on Facebook, get your friends down there and get something happening.
And yeah. I just think that's so exciting and so clever and so wonderful. And it's the whole of social media keeps the young youth of Australia or Victoria or wherever, keeps them involved, and they keep involved with one another.
Yeah, look, there's so many different ways it can happen, and I think, you know, there's Facebook and Instagram all over all of that stuff, and it's exciting. You can connect with people in ways that we've never been able to do before, no matter where you are in the world.
That's right, because we had one landline phone at home.
Landline, what's that?
What's that, yeah. See, this is the thing, you see. But now you're instantly in touch with anybody that you want to be in touch with.
That's right, yeah.
And it's huge, yeah. But I'm always a bit worried that in the political scene that not enough notice is taken of what the youth want, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting. I think that, you know, young people, we're the ones who are going to be around and running this country in a while, so we've got some good ideas that need to be heard.
That's right.
Yeah. So Youth Week's a really great start, I think.
Yep.
10 days all about young people. In my mind, I think it should be like this all year.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, look, young people have amazing things to say and opinions and ideas that need to be put out there.
But I think they sort of should be out there a bit more vocal sometimes, you know. I like the way the young people have rallied to same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big thing. That's the young people that are getting out there and doing it.
That's right.
And I think that's quite wonderful, because it's going to affect them.
That's right.
It's not going to affect me as an older gay man.
Yeah.
It doesn't. If I could marry my boyfriend, I would.
Yeah.
But I can't.
Yeah.
You know, but whenever there's a rally, it's always the young people that are there wanting to do it.
Well, that's right. Like you said, we're the ones who are affected by these policies. Mm. We want to see change. And I think it's really powerful to look at some of the causes that young people are fighting for, same-sex marriage being one of them, environment another one that young people are all about. And it's because we're the ones who are going to be around and we're going to be dealing with that.
Exactly. And this is why the politicians should listen to young people.
That's right.
They should be doing something about climate change. They should be doing something about alternative energy sources.
That's right.
But they just don't want to do it, because it's all too much money involved from the old school, and it doesn't come back to the young who are going to have to put up with it.
Yeah, that's right. So I think that, yeah, like I said, this week is a great start in listening to young people, and it's a good opportunity for young people to have their voices heard over this 10 days. So I really encourage everyone to get their voices out there while we're in this Youth Week, but also beyond that, I guess. We want to be getting our voices out there and influencing the way things are going to happen.
Yeah, but I haven't seen much of it in the press, though. Has there been much coverage for Youth Week in the press? I haven't seen much of it, and I read the papers pretty from cover to cover, you know, and I haven't seen much about it.
Yeah, look, I think there's been bits and pieces all over the place. So National Youth Week, obviously, Australia-wide. So yeah. we've got a website, youthweek.com, mm-hmm. that people can go to check that out. And in Victoria, that's youthcentral.vic.gov.au. There's definitely some stuff up there. And then I think there's been some bits and pieces. It's fantastic to have the opportunity to do things like this and get on the radio and let people know what's going on. And I really do encourage people to have a look around and you'll find something to get involved in. Yeah,
so there's plenty on the net that they can find out where they can go on and get involved.
That's right.
Yeah, well, it's the way it should be. Now, you're still at school, obviously.
I'm not actually. I'm actually a youth worker. So I'm a young person. I work with other young people.
Yeah, you look so young. I thought you're probably still
well,
at school.
No, not yet. I'm finished school, but that's okay. I'm in schools a lot, hanging out with lots of young people.
Yeah,
I'm sure that, you know, in a couple of years' time, I'll be very glad to be thought that I look young. So I'll hold on to that. Thank you.
That's all right. So you're actually as a youth worker in a paid position.
That's right,
as a youth worker.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. And you enjoy it?
I love it.
Obviously you do, because you look so full of enthusiasm with it.
I'll tell you what, it's the best job. And I have to say that's probably one of the reasons that I'm doing this role as a young member in Victoria. I work with young people every day, and I'll tell you what, people are doing amazing things. I wish I could kind of describe how incredible some of these young people that we work with are, and I think I'm really lucky that I get paid to hang out with these amazing people, and so I'm really excited about what young people are doing.
Oh, good. So, and Youth Week is between 12 and 25?
12 to 25, yeah. But if you are under 12 or over 25, I still encourage you to kind of get out there and get involved, because there's lots of stuff to see and hear about what's going on and get involved with anyway.
Yeah. Right. Look, we're going to take a quick break and I'll come back and we'll have a bit more to chat about National Youth Week here on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
You're back here on Joy 94.9 and I'm talking to Melinda Jeffrey about National Youth Week. And Melinda is so enthusiastic about the youth of today, and I don't bother arguing about that because I think they're pretty wonderful as well. And she's just told us that she's a youth worker and all the rest of it. Now, who else do you have, you work with in with youth?
So National Youth Week is partly supported by Beyond Blue.
Oh, right, yes.
So as well as kind of some celebrations that are happening throughout National Youth Week, there's also a bit of a serious side to that, which is raising awareness of depression and anxiety in young people.
That's a big problem with young people, isn't it? Depression and anxiety, things... especially if young people realise that they're gay, perhaps, and how do they get through it and all the rest of it. And the youth suicide in gay people is a lot higher than the ordinary straight society, isn't it?
That's right. And I think depression and anxiety is something that can affect all age levels, but young people are often under a lot of pressure. And if you add maybe being not quite straight, maybe being gay and not quite sure about that into that equation, that can kind of make things a whole lot harder, I think. So as part of National Youth Week, we are raising awareness of Beyond Blue to support young people with depression and anxiety. So some of these events that are happening throughout the state have that focus. I know that the closing event for National Youth Week, which is happening on the 20th of April, is a walk-a-thon held by Beacon Hills Secondary College, and that's to raise awareness of depression and anxiety in young people. And I think that's a really worthwhile cause, and it's really worth kind of supporting things like this throughout this time.
Yeah, it always makes me feel upset when I read about young people who have been bullied at school and because they're different, you know.
That's right.
It was I was bullied at school as well, but I fought back. I wouldn't take it, you know.
Yeah.
And I knew that I was different anyhow. That's right. Even when I was at school, I knew I was different. But I fought back.
That's
and
right.
I wasn't going to let them do it to me.
Yeah, and you know what? School's so hard at the best of times. Mm. And if, like you said, if you throw being gay into the mix there, it's just like for in an age where you just want to fit in and you just want to be like your friends and you just want to fly under the radar, if you throw being gay into that mix, feeling like you don't fit in and not necessarily having the support. I mean, I think schools are getting a lot better at supporting young people who are coming to terms with their sexuality. But, you know, we're still not there yet. So I think that, we really need to look at supporting those young people.
Yeah. Well, I worked at an all-girls school, a college, for the last 14 years of my working life. And the thing that got me was the basically bullying by exclusion, which to me was awful. You'd see this poor girl would be sitting there by herself, you know, and she'd be completely ostracised by everybody else. And I don't think she'd done anything. It's just that they decided they didn't like her.
That's right. Bullying doesn't always have to be kind of name-calling and pushing around, does it?
It's
leaving someone out. It can be terribly isolating, I think.
Yeah, and that must lead then again to even worse feelings for the person that's being bullied like that, you know, because they don't have anybody to speak to.
That's right. It can be terribly lonely, I can imagine, for some young people. And yeah, I think again another reason why it's really important that we're highlighting these issues now, using this opportunity of Youth Week to highlight the issues of depression and anxiety in young people, and the asking the questions of, you know, looking out for your friends and asking for help if you are struggling, because it can be really hard. And you know, young people shouldn't have to deal with that by themselves. They should be able to have some support through tough times.
And of course there's also bullying on the internet.
That's right.
That's a terrible thing.
Yeah, look, cyberbullying opens up a whole other can of worms, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, certainly,
we, like you said before, with Facebook and social media, you can connect with people so fast, and that can be extremely positive. It means you can talk to your friends overseas. It means you can keep track of what you're doing, but it also, I think, probably can be used in a negative way, and that can be terribly ostracising. It's like you can't escape it. It's one thing to be bullied at school, but then if that comes home with you and if it's on your mobile phone, I think that's awful.
That is a terrible situation to be in, because who do you turn to?
That's right.
You know, it's awful. Yeah. And bullying in any form is bad. Anyhow, and that shouldn't happen.
Yeah, I guess that's a whole other issue that opens up.
But then that's education, of course. How do you do it? And you often read that some schools where the children are being bullied, that nothing is done about it at the school, which is another whole problem, you know, with the teachers don't do it, don't look after them, you know.
Yeah, and look, I think sometimes teachers might not even see this stuff happening, and I think that's why, again, it's really important that we support organisations like Beyond Blue that can support young people who are going through tough times. Because, there's got to be someone, you've got to be able to talk to someone while this stuff's happening, because it's too hard to deal with it by yourself sometimes.
That's right, and if it festers in your mind, it gets worse and worse and worse.
That's right.
just terrible. And that, do they have a thing, It's Get Better campaign out here in Australia?
I have heard, I think that it's smaller than the US. I think it's the US to begin
with. The US is the big one.
I know. I've seen some of the It Gets Better videos, and oh my goodness, they are so powerful.
Aren't they?
Yeah, wow. I encourage anyone to check those out if you haven't. Basically, it's young people or maybe older people who have come out.
That's right.
Maybe had a tough time during school, maybe been bullied, maybe had really tough, and basically it's them telling their stories about how it actually does get better.
Yes.
High school is hard. I don't know. I think for anyone, high school can be tough, and this It Gets Better is about people explaining that they made it through, basically, and life gets better, and you can come out and feel happy with who you are and live a really great life.
So. That's right. And of course, when you're in high school, of course, you've got all the pressures of exams and the socialization and all the rest of it, of your whole life, and you've got to make choices about what you want to do. It's a bloody tough time.
Yeah, look, I'm happy that I'm finished high school. I'm through it. It does get better for everyone who's wondering that. Here's my It Gets Better. It does get better. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think it can be really hard for some young people, especially young people struggling with their sexuality. And I think, we really need to be supporting those young people and celebrating the awesome things about being young, but supporting people who are having a tough time in that.
Because, after all, the young people today are the next generation of mothers and fathers, and
that's right.
The people that are going to be working looking and looking after the whole of the rest of the universe.
That's right. We're going to be running this country at some point in time, so we've got to get there. We've got to be looked after until we get there.
Nurtured and shown the right, well, shown a way anyhow, or help you to guide you on your own way, which is the main thing.
And have our voices heard, because like I said before, young people, we're doing awesome stuff already, and we're, you know, young people are starting these campaigns. I went to the same-sex formal on Saturday night.
Did you?
That was part of National Youth Week as well, and I had the opportunity to see that in action, and that was incredible. That was something like I've never seen before. It was amazing.
And who was running that?
Minus 18 ran that.
As a matter of fact, we've got a member of Minus 18 out there.
Well, there you go. Congratulations to Minus 18.
I can bring him in and you can have a chat about it if you like.
That would be fantastic.
All right, look, I'll tell you what, I'll play a song and then we'll get Michael in. I think his name's Michael, pretty sure it was Michael, and we'll get him in and we'll have a continue with the chat.
Brilliant.
Okay,
thank you.
Just a sec.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
And you're on Joy 94.9. It's Wednesday afternoon, Chip China with me, Gordon, and we've been talking to Melinda Jeffrey about National Youth Week, and we've been celebrating that all day here in the studio. And in the studio joining us now is Michael from Minus 18. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
That's all right. Before we went on a break, Melinda was saying how she'd been to the youth formal.
That's right. I went to the same-sex formal on Saturday night, and I was just saying how amazing I thought it was. Much cooler than any school formal I've ever been to. Sorry, high school.
We do try.
And Michael was there, of course, probably helping run it, were you, Michael?
Yeah, it was a huge day. We'd actually been setting up for a couple of days beforehand and packed down for a couple of days afterwards, so we've really just finished now. But it was a huge day. Our crew were there setting up from 10 a.m, and of course the event ran from 5 p.m. till 10 p.m, so it was a long day and a really successful night. We had over 400 young people attending.
Boy.
And quite a few guests as well, so adults.
Oh, yeah.
It was just such a fantastic night. It was so inspirational to see the looks on everyone's faces when they walked into the hall. We just had it decked out to the...
What was the theme?
The theme was same love, sorry.
Oh, good.
So riding on the coattails of Macklemore there.
Yeah.
It was a really fantastic night and people really got into it.
Oh, good. And Minus 18 is a wonderful, wonderful group for young people. It really is for young gay people, yes, or people that are coming out, finding out what they are.
Absolutely. So we've been around for about 15 years now. Mm-hmm. And really over the past couple of years we've expanded quite a lot to the point where we're actually interacting with almost 100,000 young people every year.
Boy, that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good that you've got a place where young gay people people that are trying to work out their sexuality, they can find out about it. They can go to places like Minus 18 and find out what's going on.
Absolutely. And we do try to make a lot of different ways of accessing the organisation available. So obviously we've got our events, we've got our dance events, which are 5 times a year, and then we've also got social events, which are a lot more low-key. They're about once a month. And then we've also got our website, which is quite a large community of young people all talking about the things that matter to them.
Well, Melinda and I were talking about the social media, how it's wonderful for young people to be able to keep in contact with one another, how to ask questions, how to unload yourself onto somebody that you know that's going to listen to you, you know.
That's right. Absolutely. And Minus 18 is actually really trying to take that further. We are currently working on an online counselling service.
All right.
So we're working with St Kilda Youth Services to launch a system where young people will be able to talk to a queer-specific youth worker online, hopefully every night of the week eventually, but just a couple of nights a week to start off with, because, like you said, online is where we're at.
Yes, and of course, there's a lot of young people that living in families that wouldn't want to know whether their children were gay. This is a very big problem. And so what do the young people do? How do they get in contact? Well, they've got you to come to with your online and everything like that. They can do whatever they, you know.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. I also think that something online is brilliant for young people, young gay people who might live in a rural or regional area, because it's all very well for us who live in, you know, in near the city, and we can turn up to events and we can turn up to Minus 18 dance parties and things like this. But if you live a couple of hours out of Melbourne and you're 15 years old and no way of getting into the city, the fact that you can jump online.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.